In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, this has been a grace-filled week for our diocese. Last Sunday, I was in Rockford for the Vespers evening prayer with our new bishop-elect, and the cathedral was just jam-packed. And the next day, we're at the Metro Center. There were 6,000 people, several hundred priests, 33 bishops, two cardinals, two apostolic nuncios. The Knights of Columbus were all over. The deacons were there. It was quite something. And I've had the privilege of hearing Bishop David Moyle speak it several times. There was the evening of Vespers. He spoke at reception that night and Sunday, a little bit of the ordination. Then yesterday, he just ordained two men to the priesthood for our diocese. And he says, you know, just being good is not good enough. We're called to holiness. We're called to sanctity. And so we all have that feeling within us that we have to step it up, not to settle just to be mediocre or lukewarm or go along with the world. Our Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to transform the world. And he sends you and I, by virtue of the baptism and confirmation, the priests and bishops, go out to transform the world to Jesus Christ, that everything may be subjected to Jesus Christ. It's so vitally, vitally important. It was great yesterday at the ordination. So we got to sit in the sanctuary with a bunch of the priests. Usually I'm sitting a little bit lower. And so I could see the bishop closer. And he was looking right at the two men about to be ordained priests. And he looked right at him. He said, don't let ever a day go by that you haven't offered the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Sometimes the priests get in the mindset, well, there's no one here. Or they can have a day off or something. They don't offer Mass. Don't think that way. Every day offer the Mass. Because when you offer the Mass, he said, the whole mystical body of Christ is present. The angels are present. The saints are present. The souls in purgatory. And all the faithful, by your intention there at the Mass, are present at the Holy Sacrifice. Now, our bishop spends time in adoration. He told this newly ordained, just before the ordination at the Mass, he said, spend time before our Eucharistic Lord. Another priest came up to me before the Mass had begun yesterday at the cathedral and said, Father, you know at our place, Holy Family Rockford, we have an adoration chapel. And he said, a couple times this past week, the bishop was in here praying, adoring our Eucharistic Savior. You know what it does for our priest's hearts? Know our bishop? Now, I'm sure he has got a private chapel, the place where he resides. But to go there to the adoration chapel, what an example. What an example. He was going to be delighted. He's going to be on cloud nine when he comes out here to East Dubuque and he sees our chapel here. He's going to say, you know what it's about. You know what it's about. Jesus Christ should be the center of our hearts. He's the center of our parish, the center of the world. He's the center of the universe. It's Jesus Christ. I just can't tell you. I'm just so proud to have Bishop David John Malloy as our new bishop of the diocese. Remember Father Jerome Kupnik? How he came here to give the parish mission. It was funny. During the Mass, he turned. I was two seats away from him. He says, that's my bishop. And I'm like, that's my bishop too. I thought, you should see all the priests, especially the guys who were dating the last like 12, 15 years. During the sermon, as bishop going on, we're shaking his head. Yeah, this is great. This is great. And Father Jerome Kukli, he says, boy. He says, you know, I wish I could just die right now. This is just perfect. Then he turned to my classmate, Father Saber, and says, well, can you kill me? Well, I guess you can't do that, but it would be really great to go right now. And then right in the middle of the ceremony, the sacrament, the holy orders, the Mass, they sang Salve Regina. So it's just really, really awesome. And our bishop is Orthodox. He loves the Pope. He loves the teachings of the Church. Bishop Dorn, bishop for the last 18 years, wonderful bishop. And no, the thought had to cross his mind, okay, retirement's coming up, who's going to be my successor, what's going to happen? Bishop Dorn is very, very, very pleased to have Bishop David John Malloy as his successor for the Diocese of Rockford. And Bishop Dorn was there yesterday in the sanctuary as well. So it was just delighted. Our bishop really speaks several languages. We've gotten the Rockford Observer, his resume is so impressive. Of the different places he's been, secretaries to apostolic nuncios in several countries throughout the world, and general secretary for the bishops' conference the last 5 years, the assistant secretary. So he's just a very good man, and he's very humble. A very humble man. Just really just a delightful. So I'm looking forward at our pastoral council meetings and things, getting a chance to meet him. So all of you, really and truly, from the depths of your heart, Let's thank the good Lord for this wonderful shepherd that has been given to our diocese. He's really a gift, and it's really just such a blessing. And I know it's just like he breathes new life into the lives of us priests to have a shepherd like this. Now, for today, is the Ascension. What we believe as Catholics from the Scripture, what we know, is 3 days after our Lord's passion and death, the ignominious death on the cross, he rose from the grave on Easter Sunday. The next 40 days, he instructed the apostles, the early bishops, priests, the disciples about the faith. It says right here, St. Paul makes it real clearly. He says, I urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received. Our faith demands action. Our faith demands conformity to the mind of Jesus Christ and all that we do. Okay? So he instructs them. And 40 days after instructing the apostles and all the things, disciples, he ascends into heaven. Now, I'll give 4 reasons based on Scripture why our Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven. First, Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 to 11. To possess the glory that he had gained as conqueror of sin and death. The glory now in the human flesh which he had assumed by the incarnation. Second, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24. To be our mediator, our advocate with the Heavenly Father. He prays for us. We pray to Jesus, right? We ask Jesus to have mercy on us, but it's also accurate with our Catholic faith to pray, Jesus, pray for me. When I started in seminary at Mount St. Mary's in Emmitsburg, Maryland, going up to the Marian Grotto. It's a replica of Lourdes. It's just beautiful. And there's a 95-foot concrete pillar that goes up. It's, I don't know how wide it is, maybe 40 yards. And on top of it, a 25-foot gold-plated statue of Our Lady. It's just a beautiful, beautiful shrine. Right where I walk in, there's a beautiful, on your right-hand side, a picture, a statue of the Sacred Heart. And underneath it, the plaque says, here's the exact quote, Jesus, pray for us. First time I saw it, wait, oh yeah, that's right. Hebrews 9:24, Jesus prays for us. He lives to make intercession for us. So second thing, he makes intercession for us at the right hand of the Father. Third, John 16, verse 7, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will come until I ascend. So for the Holy Spirit to come to empower us, right? These readings talk about the Holy Spirit, talks about giving a power, a confidence in living the faith. Even if everybody else is going the other direction, if you know you have the truth, you continue in that direction by the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit. And then, in John chapter 14, verse 2, fourth reason, Jesus ascended to open the gates of heaven and to prepare a place for you and for I. Prepare a place for us in the kingdom of heaven. Now, in life, to the degree that we have Christ in our heart, to that degree we are happy. Perfect happiness will only come in the next life. And here's a quote, I wrote this down. If we are not happy, it is because we are not free. Because we carry chains. We may not be aware, or we may even love. So, Mother Teresa says, if the chains in the sense that means some area in our life we're saying no to God, or perhaps we're not praying and realizing what God is calling us to do something, we're saying no. Now this book I've been reading, giving bits and pieces of the weekday mass, preparing for Pentecost, is a book on the Holy Spirit by my Father Archbishop Martinez. He says there's 3 types of chains, attachments, pleasures, and pride, APP. Attachments, pleasures, and pride. Attachments. The wealth that turns our heart to material things. The things of the here and now over the things of heaven and forever. Attachments. First chain. Second, pleasures that weaken the will. Like this pleasurable eating food, but in moderation. What it's for, to give life to the body. So overindulgence in pleasures. And third, pride that carries us above ourselves. I know better than the church. I know better than the commandments. That doesn't apply to me. Or pride, where we try to make ourselves the center of the universe. So attachments, pleasures, and pride. And he said, pleasures, what happens? When we give in to inordinate pleasures, it weakens our will for doing the good. Because we're doing what we want, not what God wants. It weakens the will. And how? When we say we love God, what does that mean? Essentially what that means, very simply, we give our wills to God. Lord, your will be done, not mine. That's love. That's love. Now, these chains, the passions, pleasures, and pride impede our true happiness, and they make us slaves. When the soul is purified and our heart is detached from earthly things, we begin to know the consolations of heavenly joy. And to have that means we could be stripped of everything materially speaking. We could have ill health. We could have no friends here in the earthly realm. But still to have a deep peace of heart, realizing we have heaven in our heart already here and now. So this Feast of the Ascension, essentially what it calls you and I to do, where are we gazing? Are we gazing on the things here, the attachment, earthly things? Are we seeking the things above where Christ has ascended? So here's just a few questions I give to you, just to think about. Are there things in my heart which pull me away from our Lord? Each one was answered. Are the things in my heart pull me away from the Lord? No, really, I should turn off the computer, spend more time in prayer, and even maybe I should turn off the radio a little bit in the car to get some prayer. Maybe I really should try to make extra effort to go to Mass. Well, the pastor keeps talking about Eucharistic adoration. Now the bishop talked about it. Maybe the Lord's calling me to sacrifice 1 hour of 160 hours spend time there. So I do want to spend all eternity with God. So are there things in my heart which are pulling me away from the Lord, things I should be doing? What has been stopping me from real peace of soul? Where am I saying no to the Lord? Am I too fond of admiration? We do things to get the glory of other people, their praise, but we forget it must be done for God and God alone to have any eternal value. Do I set too much store on the affection of others? Well, I better not talk about this truth or that truth. They might not like me anymore. Is there anything that I'm holding back? St. John of the Cross is a simple little story. A little sparrow could fly up into the heavens, but one little string wrapped around its leg could attach it to the things of the earth where it can't soar as it's meant to. So Jesus asks, are you willing to give me whatever I ask of you? Are you willing to lay down your life for me? Because if you are, someday you'll be with me in heaven, where I've prepared a place. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen.